Hello, and you are listening to I'm a Diva podcast, a podcast dedicated to promoting our female creatives in the music industry. So if you are any form of creator, a dedicated participant in the music industry, then we are here to promote you, to share your story, to share your challenges, and to grow together and to have some fun along the way and learn a thing or two. You are listening to I'm a Diva podcast. I'm a GV. I'm a female rapper in the music industry, growing to develop my career and facing challenges and noticing how females are underrepresented. This is why I decided to create this podcast for all of you to listen to and to promote our wonderful females and to be able to connect with others and learn from each other. So I welcome you to I'm a Diva podcast. Hello, and you are listening to I'm a Diva podcast. This is your talk show host, Edgy V, and we're back with season 4, episode 2. So today we have Amanda Shannon, who is a singer, songwriter, and teaching, hailing from her native Ennis, County Clare. Writing music and singing all of her life in various settings, including Sligo as a student of Gaelic School in Ennis, where her love for Irish really began. Phoenix and Wolf are a musical fusion of Irish and Brazilian mystique, wonder, and sensuality. Amanda Shannon, a native of Ennis, County Clare, and Rocha, who hails from Anápolis, Goiás in Brazil, have been cultivating their unique style over the last year and are preparing for the release of their debut single in the spring. They are influenced by many but highlight the likes of Sinead O'Connor, Clannad, Mark Knopfler, Kiko Loureiro, Gary Moore, and Nina Simone as their greatest musical heroes. This duo are only just getting started and are here to share an intimate introduction to their sound, a very up-and-coming duo who aim to gain the respect of their musical peers with provoking lyrics, melodies, and they are definitely ones to watch for in 2022. Most recently, she has been seen at the La Kela La Kiel in Fitz's Bar Hotel Doolin, as well as playing support for Dora Gola's headline gig in the Attic in Doolin's this January.
I didn't know the path was short. I didn't know.
Amanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So glad it's to so have bizarre. You.
Yeah, so, thank you. It's strange hearing someone speak about, you know, your own history. It's cool.
It is, isn't it? It's like a little narration on your life, isn't it? So
this is your life, you know.
to those that don't know how myself and Amanda got chatting, it actually was because of the podcast. Like, you've been kind of keeping up with everything we're doing, and I think you're kind of one of the day oneers when I kind of think back, as I was like, you really were kind of keeping up with everything that's been going on. You were always like very supportive of the podcast, loving what we do. And I was like, Amanda, I think it's time for you to hop on for an episode, and nothing better than the time of now. So here we are.
Thank so you you've so gotten, much.
You've broken your broken in into your back kind of like live music scene by, like you mentioning, you did the Attic in Hotel Doolin this January, supporting for Dora Gola. So Dora Gola we had on I think season 3, and she is an amazing artist as well herself. Incredible music coming up. So let's talk about your music, your experience. How has it been kind of coming back into the live scene? Have you been kind of feeling like, was there anxiety surrounding kind of what's been going on with kind of going from no live music to live music? Or do you feel like you had that time to really prepare your sound, to really hone in? Let's start there.
Yeah, I think when Cairo and I first started talking about writing music, it actually happened in Fitz's Bar in Doolin. And we were sitting across from each other, and we actually initially thought we were going to call our project Worlds Apart, because we're from different sides of the Atlantic. And I suppose I'm kind of glad now in retrospect that we didn't release or record straight away the beginnings of that project. There was a lot of kind of flowing and ebbing that was going on, I suppose, between us in how we would write stuff together. And I think that we needed time to let that kind of gel together, to ferment a little bit. And when I look back, like, I get really giddy listening back to old recordings and demos. They sound really cute. But I think there was something very organic happened. And I think I have to give credit to Dora Gola. She's a mentor of mine as well. So I should give a shout out to her, because being under her mentorship from, I think it was August 2020, there was a real drive to unlock my roots, you know, and really make sure that I wasn't leaving behind the things that gave me goosebumps. And I remember she said to me, you know, if it's not giving you goosebumps, maybe you need a minute, you know, and I've kept that message going. And so when it came to writing, then we did take that time. We waited for the goosebumps. I'm getting them now. and we waited for that. And yeah, I feel really excited now, because I think taking that year and a few months to like really sit waiting for the goosebumps gave us a really, really good sound. And I think that we're kind of navigating a space where there's an element of the Irish music, the Shannon styles get mixed in with the likes of like Cairo's interests, crazy guitarist. So like we have like a video up on one of our channels, and it's like, we said it's like a musical fusion, and it's like this crazy electric guitar and Shannon's together. It's not really Shannon's anymore, but it's really cool. But I think that's been a real drive for us to kind of look for the goosebumps. And I think that for me has been really, really important. And so where I first thought I was really into jazz, which I absolutely love, I think Dora helped me to recognize that I couldn't leave behind the haunting melodies of the past in Ireland. And so I've been able to kind of go back and revisit that. And Cairo's very interested in that too. So it helps a lot, and it helps me to honor what I'm doing as a woman in Ireland. You know, it's really powerful for me as well. I hope that makes sense.
Of course it makes sense. And I think what you're doing as well is not only are you connecting with your own roots, but you're helping us, like to the listeners of your music, to connect to those same roots themselves, which is such a beautiful gift to give, because it's almost like this like internal activation of those cultural things that are there, and they're just waiting to kind of come to the surface and be like, oh my gosh. And it really is part of being alive now. You know, there are traditions that have been adapted that are kind of outdated in different cultures. You know, I'm not just speaking just like Irish culture, but I'm just saying like, it's almost like we take what we want into like the next generation. And it's like, you're giving us that opportunity to kind of take what we want out of it and move forward into the next generation while still maintaining those cultural roots. So beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So let's talk a little bit about the name. So your band name, we've got Phoenix Wolf. Can you give us a little like insight behind the name? Because I know there's an interesting story there.
There is. And to visit that, I have to visit sadness a tiny bit. But I think it's also, we shouldn't be afraid of that, because it's like a part of life. It doesn't mean it's the be all and end all. And it doesn't mean we have to stay down. But I think that initially, obviously, we said Worlds Apart was the goal. And then I got a tattoo of a phoenix. I have a huge, gigantic tattoo on my lower back and kind of come down. It's got this crazy tail. But a lot of that came out from the fact that I was married before and my husband passed away and he had cancer. It was a very, very strange time for me. It was an unraveling, you know, it was really an unraveling. And the only thing I could compare it to was a burning. You know, the grief was like a burning. And it really took me to this place where everything disappeared. And I was like, okay, what's here? And what was here was my roots and a drive and a passion. And when Isaac passed away, I asked myself a question. The question was, when I lay on the bed at the end of my days and I turn to who's next to me, what am I going to wish I did? And it was this. It was this. I had to sing and I had to stop kind of putting other things in front. And so that was where the phoenix came from, that I was reborn out of that. So it can be a burning, but it's a rebirth. And I was born again and born into a new life where I had to learn to walk in this system, you know, in this way. And then with Cairo, with the wolf, I used to call him Machtira because he used to love farming. And so in Irish, you have this word Machtira for wolf, but actually means son of the land as well. And so I used to call him Machtira, and in the phone was Machtira and everything, you know. And then one day when we were sitting and I was playing around with this idea, and I wanted something, I was thinking of what the music is sounding like. I was like trying to be guided by the sound when it came to the actual name itself. And I felt like, you know, there's a mystique to it. It's a bit mystical. It's kind of calling on the past, but also calling on tomorrow. And I kind of was pulled back to kind of the old mythology of Ireland. And of course, I'm not saying these are attached to Irish mythology, but I wanted something that kind of narrated that a little bit. And I felt like, ooh, Phoenix and Wolf, if someone looks for us, like, and they see the name, I want them to have an expectation. I want to create an expectation. And I think those little bits behind, plus that kind of drive to create a mood for someone to kind of disappear into and come back out of. Mm. And all that together kind of brought us to Phoenix and Wolf. Mm. And now we get phrases like, I was watching a live on TikTok the other day, and it is a drag queen in America, the Ginger Lad. He's so interesting. And I was watching his live and I popped on and I left a comment. And he doesn't know who we are, but he was like, Phoenix and Wolf music. Oh my God, get on my Instagram. I need to know who you are, you know? So there's definitely something in the name now that I'm like, yay, I got it right. Like I felt like I had a good instinct, you know? But it was about fire as well, you know. I think fire, there's a fire lighting here. This fire is important to me too, I think. So a bit of that.
I really love how much depth there is in the name. Like, and I think that's what people are feeling, like feeling into your depth to the name you chose for the band. And kind of back to what you were saying, the whole kind of sharing, like incorporating the cultural Irish roots, the Irish singing is part of that depth of like your cultural roots and things like that. So there's like so many layers to it when you really unpack it. Really, really love it. Absolutely in love. The music itself, what I got from everything you were saying about the passing of your husband and then kind of saying music is what you were being called to do, it's almost like the what I got from that is like the surrendering to what was taking place in your life, that you had nothing to kind of pull back from rather than just go through it and kind of lean into it. And it's the same with like music. There is a surrendering to it. And it's almost like the power of that surrender is usually the kind of brings your most powerful performances. And that's kind of what I got from everything you were saying. And really feeling into that. And what do you hope to achieve now that, you know, you are out there, you're making music, you're, you know, creating this very beautiful fusion of like sounds that like not many people are doing. You know, there's not many people who are like mixing so many different languages in one, and this whole aspect of the bilingual components and all of these things, like, well, what is it that you hope to achieve? Do you kind of, it is the intention to kind of bring a sense of community of all types of cultures? What's going on there?
I think that one of the things that's going on is that when Dora was saying to me about goosebumps, I recognize for me, say that, okay, I get goosebumps from this, this and this, right? And Cairo, when I talked to him, he mentioned something happened to him. And sometimes and also there was kind of these things that happened accidentally. So for example, I remember when we first started doing reels, we did like a tiny reel of a warm-up and it was just a Clannad song. The amount of people that messaged us about wanting more Irish, and even at some of the outdoor gigs that happened in Doolin during the replacement of the Folk Fest and a few other things that had happened during the summer that we were part of, you know, there was always people asking for this because they'd seen it on the channel on our Instagram. And so that made me understand people are yearning for their language. It doesn't matter if you understand it or not. You know, there are kids who might not have perfect Portuguese. There are kids who might not have perfect Irish. Growing up and coming into something, there's a physiological happening going on with the music, with the words. And someone said to me, words are like spells. And I suppose writing in Irish, sometimes you kind of remember, or I come to a remembering how much I need English. Like how many English words would I need for one Irish word? Because the Irish word might be very philosophical, very deep, and so on and so forth. It happens in many languages, I suppose, that there's a kind of an unraveling that you're allowing other people to kind of enter into and come out of, so that the song is like a visiting space. So you can come into it, have an experience and safely step back if that's as much time as you can feel that you're comfortable to do that. So I feel like it's, yeah, definitely a kind of an unwinding. And I want to say, I write my songs for me first. The single that we're going to release in the spring, it's called We'll Get Used to It, and it happened in a reverie. It was like this 15 minute loss of time that I can't really account for, sitting on the bed. And there was this thing where I had read something and I kept thinking, oh, if only I'd known this, maybe Isaac would be okay. Or if only, you know, if only is terrible, you know. we need to pack if only away under the bed, you know. And I remember I just had for some reason an epiphany of I didn't know. And that's the first line of the song, you know, I didn't know the path was short and it's okay that I didn't know. And so I write things for myself and often I get a lot of healing. I get a lot of learning. I get a lot of warmth. Sometimes I get a lot of heat, sometimes a lot of cold, whatever is going on, whatever is the mood of the song. I try to stay honest to what is coming up, but often it's for me first. And I know that might sound selfish and I don't necessarily mean for it to be, but I think if I have high standards when it comes to music and if I like it, I think it can have room for someone. It can have some authenticity.
Absolutely.
Because I would like to see myself as an authentic person. I might not be for everybody, but I'll be authentic and you can get a true feeling from me. And so if I can bring that into the song as well, then whether someone likes it or not, there's nothing worse than being lukewarm. So it's either hot or cold and that's okay, you know. But I think that's what I'm trying to do with that, is to make a safe space for myself first, and or maybe not always a safe space, but that it's a space for me. And if I can find space in there, I know there's room for others too. And we get that feedback from people. But I think the language, to be honest, I have to thank the people who gave us feedback, because I think that that created a deeper awareness of the need as well. You know, so I have to give thanks to the people who messaged us too. I'm very grateful for them too, you know.
Absolutely. You are quite quite active on your TikTok in kind of accounts and TikTok community. I'm constantly like seeing you putting up things, and I love how, you know, you're putting yourself out there on so many levels, and TikTok is such a great platform to, like, for musicians, like you said, to build your community and get that feedback that sometimes you want. What other platforms do you feel like TikTok is kind of your place, like your favorite platform to use, or is there any other platforms that you find that you really enjoy using just as much as a musician?
I think Instagram will always have my heart. I think that when I first got the logo, so I want to shout out Seamus Dreagle. If you do not follow Seamus Dreagle on Instagram, what are you doing? Like, for anyone, right? So when we wanted to get the logo, so it was during the pandemic, we couldn't find a photographer, you know, you couldn't do much. We're like, okay, but we want to be professional. Let's get something done. And we were contacting a few different people, but there was this one guy I had seen, and he was doing like this really creative kind of animations, and he did a Book of Kells project. But he's from Argentina, but he's learned to speak Irish, and he's decided he's no longer, like, his name is Santiago, but he's Seamus, you know, and he lives in, you know, he's very connected to the Irish landscape. And I learned so much about Celtic history, even from him, you know. He's just, oh, he's unreal. But anyway, so we reached out to him and he did the logo. And I think that first burst of Phoenix and a Wolf happened on Instagram. And it happened with the help of so many people around me. And I had a small community, very small community at first. But I remember going in going, music, come to me, you know. I just went in receipt of whatever was going to come to me, and I tried to be really careful not to kind of like things that would bring the wrong things to me, because, you know, these apps, they're crazy, you know, so you kind of have to be mindful. And I was just very cautious. But what I will say is, instinctively, I was very interested in finding women in music, because although I wasn't aware of some of the movements that were starting to happen at the time, I just had this feeling like, I don't know, I'm going to need that good female companionship. I just had that very strong instinct around that. And I think that's what I tried to cultivate on there. And I think for that reason, I don't know, the feedback that I got, the support that I got on there was phenomenal. And I think that will be the reason I'll always maybe stay that little bit closer to Instagram. But for the lives, the crazy lives, if you haven't been on my TikTok live when I'm washing the dishes, you're missing out. I'm normally like washing dishes, and I have these things called happy cards. And I just jump on for 10 minutes. You know, TikTok's a very different vibe.
Yeah.
And you know, it's great exposure, but it's a very different vibe. And I just wash my dishes. Well, it helps me, motivates me. I'll go, I'll jump on, I'll wash my dishes, or I'll jump on, I'll study, or whatever. Yeah. But I have these little happy cards, and they've got really cute messages. And then I'll ask someone, you know, if anyone wants a happy card. And they know me by now. They're like, can I have my card? And they get their little message. And then if Cairo's at the house, obviously we'll jump on and do some music as well, you know. Yeah. But a lot of our first stuff was on Instagram. We used to do like Instagram lives, and I loved doing those. They were so cool. It was that I attached that first sensation of Phoenix and Wolf to Instagram.
Absolutely. I agree. So, Amanda, we're going to jump into the part of the podcast called I'm a Diva 5 Questions. Are you ready?
I am.
So, number one, what should a diva motto be, in your opinion?
In my opinion, it is to trust your fire. I think it's to trust your fire. I know you need to learn when to rest is really important for women. You know, we don't often think we deserve rest. So I would say the rest true rest, deep rest is important. But trusting your inner fire will get you very far. And I think, yeah, that would be my motto. Trust your inner fire. Don't let anybody put that fire out. You keep fueling that up.
Yes. Love it. Number two, what do you think the ultimate diva meal is?
When I think of that question, what springs to mind is a decadence practice. And I cannot take credit for that idea. A decadence practice was something I heard an activist and author in America talking about, called Sonia Renee Taylor. And she wrote a book called The Body is Not an Apology. Phenomenal stuff, okay? But she talked about having a decadence practice at meal times. And I think that what that's done for me is that I think of having like variety of foods, simple ingredients that are really good quality. But I also think of the place. So it also matters to me, the place, the sounds, the feeling. So like, for example, I'd like to have a cup of tea and just have zero noise, no noise, no phone, nothing. It's 5 minutes that I dedicate to myself as well. It's another little habit. But I insisted on getting myself a teapot for one. It is not for sharing. So that's actually, maybe that's my favorite, even though it's not a meal, is this like cute little teapot with my tea and my cup, yeah, and my saucer. I love this.
You're like taking that like real diva ownership. Like,
yeah, yeah. Where's my
hands off, hands off. Love it. So number three, what do you think the ultimate diva mindset is?
Don't accumulate. I was thinking about this. I think it's, you know, I've made this mistake of accumulating things, and I feel like it always interferes with the flow of energy, whether it's like accumulation in the house or accumulation in my body, but it stagnates things. So I say to myself, like, don't accumulate, like cultivate space. Because if you cultivate space, there's so much room for your imagination, so much room for your body to be present, for you to feel feelings. And from that, I think a lot can happen. And also if you're in a bad space or something's going on, it's not good for you, you also have time to figure that out too. Like, even whether it's artistically or emotionally, or yeah, cultivate space. Don't accumulate. Beautiful. Speaking from experience.
Beautiful. I love that. Number four, can you describe your ultimate diva statement you've made to date? It can be small, big, and it could mean so much to you. So whatever that is, it doesn't matter. There's no wrong answer here. Just as a statement that you made and that you were like, that meant something to me.
I have two that I'm probably known for that people repeat back to me or say before I'm about to say it, because now they expect it. One was, it's a sign. It's a sign. Like, we could be going anywhere, or like, I don't know. And my friends are just, I know, it's a sign, you know. That's one of my first ones.
Love it.
And the other one is, not my circus, not my monkeys. Not my circus, not my crowd. I love the
crowd of people. Yeah, like, it kind of like, not your crew, not your people, not your tribe.
And also, yeah, you don't have to solve that problem over there as well. Like, you know, sometimes like in work, or like if you're somewhere and someone's throwing something at you that's not really, or I don't know, it could be anything as well. And I try to teach that to my son too. Like, I'm like, you know, and even my mom is starting to say now, not my circus, not my monkeys, not my business.
Fun and playful too, isn't it?
Well, I need to play more. This is my goal, you know. So yeah, not my circus. My monkeys.
Love it.
So it's
love
not
it.
My business.
So we have number five, last question of I'm a Diva five questions. What's your diva reminder that reminds you that you're a diva?
I think the feedback and the love of other people, because I can be so busy, and like I have a 17-year-old, like you're like taxi service and all that. Taxi service, you know, ATM, you know,
your son's favorite Uber.
I swear, he's so funny. No, he's amazing. Trust me, he's an amazing kid. But I do think, yeah, I've learned to pay attention to and allow room for feedback. And I think, even especially with music, I think, and as a woman in general, having good feedback from people, trustworthy feedback, and you know, not being afraid, like if it's a bit of a critique, because sometimes that's important, you know, can be something you can trust that you can change. But I do think the feedback is great. Yeah, it can help you to see, you know, what you can't see. It's like another perspective, like if they're sitting up higher on something, or yeah, I just see it as like another perspective. It's great. Mm. I love that about people. And people are so generous, you know, with things that it can really help you to remember where you're at.
I agree.
I'll give you an example. Like, I remember meeting a gentleman to be in his band for a while, and he was singing in bars. It was a friend of mine mentioned, oh, there's this girl, she's singing, back in like 2018, I think it was. we sat down for like 10 minutes, practiced the song, and he was like, yeah, no worries, I'll see you on Monday. And then he texted my friend and goes, she'll be gone in 6 months. She's too good, you know. I couldn't understand that comment back then. But like, I have to give that man credit, because actually, you know, I'm in a very different space now that I couldn't see, but that person could see, you know. It's like, it's just, I don't know.
I totally agree with you, because it's those people that have believed in us before we believed in us that are very, very important. Because when you finally arrive to that place that they already saw before you arrived, you realize, and you saw that all along. That's such a beautiful thing to have those people.
And I wonder, like, how do they see it? You know, I'd be like, how? You know, like, but anyway, just trust it, you know?
Exactly.
But I love getting feedback. It helps a lot, you know, it can really guide you.
I agree. So we're going to move away from I'm a Diva 5 questions, and we're going to sum up the episode with our last couple of things. So what do you see yourself achieving with 2022? Hopefully, you know, restrictions stay lifted, with live resuming, gigs resuming. What's the plan for Phoenix and Wolf? Do you plan to kind of like try to maintain a routine of making music and performing, or would you like to just like focus on performing the music you've already created?
I think a mixture is really important at the moment. I mean, the main goal would be to have at least 3 or 4 singles released within the year, all going well. And there, I suppose one of the things with the EP is that it's about elements. So Cairo loves concepts. And I do myself, I'm a fan of a concept, you know. But what we decided was that the stories that have been told in the songs are like elements of us. They're not within a main concept. And so we decided that the covers of the singles each will have an element in the cover somehow, like water, air, fire, and so forth, earth. So the goal is to kind of get that completed and obviously be dropping those things out, sharing them out. But they will be shared live regardless of the dates of release, because I'm not really into the construct of how things have to be done all the time. I love just getting out and sharing. So like, I'm not going to worry too much about that. And we do have a few gigs set up, and obviously we'll share more about that on our social media platforms and stuff as we go and as things are confirmed. There's a few little bits happening in the pipeline, a few little recordings that'll be happening behind the scene over the next month or two. And our first single, we're just waiting for, we had to cancel a photo shoot the other day. The weather's crazy, because water is really important for this song, because it is a healing song. So yeah, we had to reschedule because it was so dark. You just couldn't, you know. But once that's done, it's out. Baby is out, you know, it's born, it's going. But yeah, I think that's it. Just sharing more with people, getting out there, making sure we can be in good environments and mindful environments, you know, places that people can really feel good around us as well. It's really important. Yes.
See the potential in someone else that they don't see yet themselves, and maybe do that for someone in return. I hope.
Oh, I would love to be able to do that too. Yes, I love, and I'm a big fan of like sharing stuff. Anything I see, I love amping things up, hyping things up, you know, especially female artists, female business owners, stuff like that. It's really, really important, because often, no offense to the men or anything, but often women are juggling a lot, so they can always handle, you know, a little bit of extra feedback. You know?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, especially, you know, female praise to another female. It you realize there's no hidden agenda there, because when it comes from a man, you can sometimes even question it a little bit. You know, what's the hidden meaning there? What's the outcome there? But when you hear from a woman, you're like, I know you never had to say it. You don't have to say a thing, but because you did, I know it means something. Mm-hmm. It really does. So it really does have a different effect, doesn't it? Like,
it's like a bow, it's a shot from an arrow. I think it's straight to the heart. I think it stays. It's yeah. I think actually praise from women is very powerful, to the point that it's healing.
Yeah.
You know, it's got very healing properties. So I think it's amazing what's been done with this podcast. I remember when I first found it, I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here? And I'm very nosy. Like, when I get into something, I'm like, I want to know everything. And I'm like going back the list, and I'm like, oh, and I didn't know this artist. And I'm like, so I'm not just listening, but like, I'm finding out more about these people. So like, yeah, I love, so I just go down the rabbit hole. I'm like, okay, this is my project for today.
That's exactly what I love, is creating this rabbit hole for all of us females to like throw ourselves into and like find all the different colors of females out there doing all of this like different areas in the music industry. And that's like, for me, it's like, and for myself, it's such a beautiful discovery of an experience for me, like entering these amazing different females and learning each different facets of females each time. And I'm like in awe, each and every one of you, for real, like for real. Before we sum up, and the last last question of the episode, and just to really close it up, any projects you want to mention, anything that you know, what dates that we can expect, any shows, anything that you want to kind of put it out there that you'd like people to know?
We're going to jump up to Dublin. We got an invite from the Show Off Sessions. It's like an open mic session in Donabate. I've forgotten the name of the bar, but if you check out my profile, I will share it. And yeah, it's Killian. I've forgotten his surname. He's an amazing guy. At Killer Cule is his handle actually on Instagram. He's really, really good for bringing artists and other kind of creatives together and giving them a really cool organized space to come together, and in a very beautiful space to go into. He's very keen on that. So we're going to be up there the 27th of March. It's only a very short set because there's so many people go on, but we still wanted to do it because we're so in the Clare area. We kind of wanted to take it out. We'll also do a session in the White Horse Sessions on the run up to the Folk Fest, and that will be in June. But in terms of sooner gigs, I'm still waiting for feedback on one or two little things, but keep an eye on my page and we'll definitely be sharing a lot of video content. We're doing a few little extra fun things around the release of the single, so there'll be a few little extra bits and pieces to go with that, which I'm actually really excited about. And I will say that those little bits get filmed in the attic, I'd say, in Hotel Doolin. Watch this space. I reckon that's where it's going to happen if Damien has his way. Damien O'Rourke is amazing. Cup of Tea TV. We always take a seat with him whenever he's doing something. He's so good as well for getting artists into the singer circle. He does this thing called the singer circle where any performer from anywhere can join. There'll be like a guest performer and then you can jump in. But those are kind of the main things for now. Yeah, it's just I would have had a date for the single, except that if I tie myself to it and then something goes wrong, yeah, I'll just be stressing myself out. And yeah, I like keeping space.
I understand.
So I'm like, go with the flow.
Any last words that you'd like to leave the note on for anybody listening before we finish up?
If you're worried about your age or your position in life and you have a dream, forget about it. As they say in The Good Fight, forget about it. Just let it go. Just do it because it's your life and you are created with purpose. So cultivate some space, take a few deep breaths. Let yourself have some goosebumps. I'm getting them myself right now. Let yourself have some goosebumps and write down what you love and make a plan and just do it. We are all dying to hear it. So just do it.
Find your monkeys and your circus, everybody.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you need to do, right? Find your tribe,
Thank you so much, Amanda, 100%. For coming on the show. I can't wait to see what Phoenix and Wolf get up to this year in 2022, and more amazing things to come. And I can't wait. I can't wait to see all the colorful things you're going to bring to the music scene with what you guys are doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm so excited to do more. And thank you so much for the chance to chat with you. You're an absolute star.
Thank you. Love you. And thank you so much for our listeners. Until next time.
I'm a Diva podcast launch. Their Patreon account. So if you like what we do and want to support us, head over to our link and there will be some exclusive content for exclusive subscribers. So head over there now and thank you so much for your support.